you work, it's the payroll savings plan. Where you bank, it's the bond a month plan. Everywhere, it's United States savings bonds for real financial security. Have you invested in United States savings bonds this week? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is your host, Wynn Elliott, introducing Guest Star, one of a series of programs produced and transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds as a public service, featuring Dennis Agay, the Savings Bonds Orchestra, and our guests for this program are very catchy tune. Say, is that a new one?
New? Don't tell me you didn't know that melody, Wynn.
Of course he does, Bob.
No, I never heard it before in my life. But I was right, it's kind of catchy. See, everybody was humming it there. Yeah, I predict great things for that number. It's a really hep number.
Well, it's been hep then for at least 100 years.
Since 1851, to be exact, Bob.
100 years? Well, how do you two know so much about it?
Well, because we've sung Rigoletto at the Metropolitan about, skatey 8 times.
Yes, at least that many.
Rigoletto? Metropolitan? You mean that melody is from an opera?
Well, it's not the Whiffenpoof song.
Oh, well, then you're... Well, for goodness sake, you're our guests, Josephine Antoine and Robert Weedy of the Metropolitan Opera. You know, Josephine and Bob, I was only kidding about not knowing that melody. I knew it all the time.
You did?
Why, sure, I knew who both of you were, too. Why, Robert Weedy, I've heard that wonderful Irish tenor voice of yours sing Mother McCree at least 1,000,000 times. Well, I used to listen to you sing...
But when?
Mother McCree and When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Oh,
you can't fool me, no, sir. And when you sing Sweet Adeline, that's really something.
Wynn Elliott.
Huh?
Wynn, Robert Weedy is not a tenor.
He's not?
No, he's not. He's a baritone, and a very good one, too.
Well, I've always thought he was a tenor. Well, if he's a baritone, he's going to have to prove it to me.
Go ahead. Prove it, Bob.
All right. I'll try.
People always come to Mississippi. People always while the white folks play. All of them folks from the dawn to sunset get no rest till the judgment day. Don't look up and don't look down. You don't ask me to wake off ground. Bend your knees and bow your head. And pull that rope until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I long. Know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants 'em is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, high on acres, racked with pain. So that fire, if it fails, they get a little drunk and you land in. tired I'm but scared of dying. But old man River, he just keeps calling for
love. Wonderful, Bob.
And boy, I know what that was. I sure do. I knew the name of that tune. Yes, sir. The name of that was Now Let Me See.
Wynn, this is really carrying things too far. If you didn't know that was Old Man River by Jerome Kern...
Oh, sure I did. My Uncle Ezra used to sing it all the time. He had a wonderful, deep voice, too.
Was he a basso profundo?
Certainly not. He was an American. But seriously, we're all a very musical family. My Aunt Matilda, that was Uncle Ezra's wife, she was a singer, too.
Really? Was she good?
Oh, sure. The critics only had one fault to find with Aunt Matilda.
And what was that?
Well, they said she was born with a silver spoon in her mouth.
Well, what's wrong with being born with a silver spoon in your mouth?
Well, the critics said she sang as though it was still there.
Oh, dear.
But enough of this talk about me. What about you, Josephine?
Well, you know all there is to know about me, Wynn. I'm just a gal from Colorado.
Oh, just a gal from Colorado who came to the big city and made good at one of the toughest institutions in the world. The Metropolitan Opera, that's all. Well, just how did you do it, Josephine?
Well, by singing. Shall I show you?
That's what I've been leading up to. What it'll be?
A lovely melody from the Desert Song of Sigmund Romberg, Romance.
That voice, I can understand how you set the Met on its ear. We've been kidding about music, but seriously, there's something about good music that really pays off, isn't there?
You're right, Wynn. Why, good music is just like United States savings bonds. And you know, they pay off.
With really good dividends. While United States savings bonds pay back $4 for every $3 invested in just 10 years.
Oh, isn't it wonderful the way all those little notes put together add up to a beautiful melody?
The same way United States savings bonds put together add up to a life of harmony through financial security.
Yes, I love music. There's nothing I'd rather be than a composer like Romberg or Jerome Kern. But I know it isn't easy to string those notes together and create a beautiful song.
That's where the comparison between good music and United States savings bonds end.
And Josephine's right, Wynn, because you can string a lot of United States savings bonds together very easily.
Through the payroll savings plan, you can even do it automatically.
And that's the way to do it, through the payroll savings plan. Just tell the folks where you work how much you want to invest in United States savings bonds out of each pay envelope. And they do the rest.
Oh, if I could only find a school where they would guarantee to make a composer out of me.
No school can guarantee that, Wynn. But our government does guarantee United States savings bonds, which makes them the safest investment anywhere in the world.
To be able to write sonatas, operettas, concertos.
Oh, but listen, Wynn, listen. Once you've adopted the easy automatic way to build your savings through United States savings bonds, your entire future can be like a symphony.
Oh, like life is a song, let's sing it to say, that gives me an idea. Why don't you two sing something together?
Well, fine. Of course, I could talk for hours about United States savings bonds, you know, but, well, what would you like to hear?
Well, how about Sweethearts from Romberg's Maytime?
As you desire it, so shall it be.
That are coming can bring time to make me forget this day.
I love you in life's gray December, the summer of the day. I hope ever young will remember
the thrill it knew.
Transcribed in New York and presented by this station and United States Savings Bonds at the Public Service. Our thanks to Miss Antoine and Mr. Weedy. The Savings Bonds Orchestra was under the direction of Dennis Gay. And until next we meet, here's a question to remember.
Have you invested in United States Savings Bonds this week?
They're a goodbye. Goodbye, that is.